What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Tuesday, March 8th, 2011. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room today, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and answering the phone calls when you call in to share your words of wisdom with our audience. And before we get into the show, I basically want to thank everybody who emailed after yesterday's show, telling us about their own experiences with the TSA and offering their sympathy at the abuse that my wife had to suffer through that whole situation. So they were they're very supportive, very, very kind words, and they sent in a lot of more examples of where we the people have been told by various corporations that thus and such is safe and not to worry and everything will be okay, and the U.S. government will say, oh yes, if they say it's safe, it really needs to be. And some of the examples are well known, like of course the whole PG&E hexavalent chromium situation that was made famous by the movie Aaron Brockovich. There was the Kerr-McGee nuclear materials handling scandal that led to the whole Karen Silkwood incident. Somebody sent in this story about these women who were working in a factory painting the radium paint onto watch dials and instruments to make them glow in the dark. They were told the paint was completely safe. They were painting their fingernails with it. And as a result, they became very ill. And they were told, this is perfectly safe. Nothing to worry about. Perfectly, perfectly safe. So it just goes on and on and on. You cannot rely on the corporations that are selling you equipment or that you work for to guarantee your safety. And unfortunately, the history of the government in terms of making sure that you are safe in your workplace or even in your home is notoriously lax. And again, look at the way they turned a blind eye to Wall Street's biggest financial swindle in history. And they looked the other way, and when Wall Street got caught, they said, well, we'll just take the money from the people and give it to Wall Street so our good buddies can stay out of jail. All right, another story. As you're probably aware, the Space Shuttle Discovery has undocked from the space station. They're making their preparations for a landing. It'll be their final landing, and already the fight is on over who's going to get Discovery as a museum piece. As is true for all the remaining shuttles, and there is no follow-on shuttle. This is the end of America's manned space program. And it's kind of interesting to look back over this very glorious time in our nation where we really did seem to have a lot more foresight, forward thinking, and a commitment to the future than we certainly have right now. Since 1958, and adjusting for inflation, the United States has spent $790 billion on the space program. We've actually spent a little bit more than that on pizza, but that's a side issue entirely. For that $790 billion, we got improved processing scheduling systems, semiconductor cubing, semiconductors as a whole improved immeasurably under NASA's guidance structured analysis. We had air quality monitors. The whole concept of virtual reality came out of NASA mission simulations, advanced keyboards, customer service software, laser surveying, aircraft control. The compact disc came out of NASA, water purification systems, pool purification, the little ribbing on Olympic swimsuits that allow swimmers to swim a little bit faster came out of NASA aerodynamics, portable coolers, portable heaters, athletic shoes, the lightweight stuff, shock-absorbing helmets, microspheres, improved solar energy, improved weather forecasting, telemetry, all that kind of stuff. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Since in the last 10 years, we've actually spent almost double that amount on war, for which we've gotten a lot of dead kids and some torture techniques resurrected from the Spanish Inquisition. And that's it. That's all. Well, there's the hate of the world. The whole world hates us because of all these wars. Okay? So, is it wise management to be blowing that much money on war and less money on NASA, which, for all its failings, did improve our lives? I miss it. I really will. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're looking through the list of all the things that NASA has contributed to our society over the years for the money that we have poured into it, plus the job creation there. The new high-efficiency wings for commercial, passenger, and corporate aircraft came out of NASA. Doppler radar for rain and storm forecasting, tornado watching. Firefighters, air tanks, firefighters, raiders, corrosion-resistant coatings. The self-riding life raft came out of Apollo. Now it's carrying on all the airliners. Studless winter tires. All this kind of stuff that just went on there. Manny in the control room was saying, well, you know, what about Teflon and duct tape? Well, Teflon actually came out of nuclear weapons development. Teflon was actually invented to coat the insides of uranium centrifuges because uranium hexafluoride is very, very corrosive. So that's where Teflon came from. And somebody was messing with it and said, boy, I'll bet you this would make a really good coating, you know, for a fry pan. And they spun off that product, but that came out of weapons research. Duct tape was literally invented. It was originally called missile tape. It was originally invented to hold down the wires on the outside of Atlas ICBMs because the whole middle section was just a fuel tank and they didn't want to put a duct in there, so they just run the wires down the outside, slap on the tape, and that was basically where that came from. Velcro, contrary to popular opinion, was not invented by NASA. It was invented by scientists over in Norway, but NASA definitely popularized it there. And as I said, we've spent so much more money on war, and we don't really have a lot to show for it, except a lot of graveyards and a lot of people around the world who do not like America and what it stands for can hardly blame that. Now, let's get on to some more important situation. If you've gone to the gas station in the last day or two, you will have noticed, as did I, that gas prices are rising. They just hit $4 a gallon here in Hawaii. I hear some places in Europe it's up to $8 a gallon, and we're seeing the corporate media always posing the question, are the Middle Eastern uprisings to blame? Gosh darn those people who want democracy at the cost of cheap gas to America. Bad, bad, bad Middle Eastern uprisings. Okay, OPEC issued a statement today in which they made it very clear. There are no shortages of Middle Eastern oil caused by the turmoil in Egypt or Libya. There is plenty of oil, and OPEC has said they will make sure there are no shortages. There are none now. Any countries that are going into turmoil, the other countries will simply open up the faucets and fill in the gap. There is no oil shortage. We have huge oil reserves here in the United States of America. We still have the strategic oil reserves that they keep to do war with. That'd be another benefit if we ended the Department of Let's Invade Everybody Else. All that oil and gas that's been saved up for the tanks and jeeps and everything would become available in the civilian market. There'd be a glut. Prices would drop. But there is no oil shortage. So why are oil prices going up? Well, oil company greed, they have an opportunity to say, oh, there's a crisis. We've got to raise prices. No, they don't. There's plenty of oil out there. They're just taking advantage of the news to screw consumers out of more money. And, of course, the other problem is the dollar itself is collapsing. And that's the main problem. How do we know this? Because all kinds of products that are not related to petroleum are also going up in price. Well, the reality is the goods and services and the petroleum are still worth what they always were. It's the dollar that is plunging. The hyperinflation from Ben Bernanke running that printing press night and day to save Wall Street from prison is catching up with the rest of the country. But the government doesn't want to man up and admit that Wall Street's criminality and the U.S. government complicity is the reason prices are going through the roof. They're looking for a scapegoat. They want to blame somebody. Oh, blame the Muslims. Blame the Arabs. Go hurt them. Hurt them. They're the bad people. We're not the bad people. Hitler did exactly the same thing with the Jews. When the global boycott started to undo the wonderful German economy that Hitler had managed to create by getting rid of the central bank, was followed by a global boycott of all the other private central banks, and when it began to have its effect, Hitler basically scapegoated the Jews. And that's why when you see that little rally they had down in Orange County, trying to say, oh, bad Muslims, they're all terrorists, I pair it with that photograph showing the brown shirts marching through Berlin with signs about, oh, the Jews are bad and this and that. The fact that it's Muslims this time instead of Jews does not make it any less evil to be doing this. To basically be saying, we have, you know, allowed the bankers to ruin our country, the government stood aside and let them do it, and now that it's all coming apart, oh, we're going to go send you off to kill somebody else on the other side of the world. Because we don't want to man up and say, yeah, we blew it. We made a mistake. And they did. We know they did. Even Alan Greenspan is admitting the whole problem is Wall Street's criminality, and our government will not do anything about it. That article in Rolling Stone absolutely hit it right on the head. Why aren't the Wall Street criminals wearing handcuffs? $12.3 trillion in losses so far, according to PBS. And they're still running around with their $100,000 wristwatches and their $800,000 Bugattis. But by golly, we're going to slap Charlie Sheen around but good, aren't we? It's such a sick, twisted society. It's just amazing here. All righty. Now, of course, Obama is out there trying to act like he's still the leader of the free world and he's got the moral high ground and he's going to tell Gaddafi what to do and the rest of it, and he's talking about threatening military intervention in Libya. It's all over the British papers and the American papers. Yes, we're considering military intervention in Libya. Okay, folks, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's a complete snow job, and I'll tell you why. Obama can threaten, he can talk, he can consider, he can ponder, he can consult, he can declare, he can discuss. But in the end, he cannot do anything at all. Today, the Israeli media, Israel's own media, is confirming the story that Israel has sent hired mercenaries to Libya to support Gaddafi with the blessing and permission of Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel wants Gaddafi to stay in power. And we already know, certainly going back to the United States' absolutely limp response to the attack on the aid flotilla last May, that the United States will not stand up and defy Israel. Neither will Great Britain. So they're basically going to stand back and harumph and pose and preen like they still believe in democracy and the will of the people and the fight for freedom against tyranny and dictatorship, but they're going to stand back and let Israel go in and support Gaddafi and try and crush the revolution. Because Israel is desperate to stop this global revolution against the global banking cartel. Because without that global banking cartel, Israel's constant access to the wallets of the rest of the world is over and done with. So Libya right now is the front line on the war between slavery and freedom between the people and the bankers. And Israel, by golly, is going to go in and they're going to make a bloody mess of this thing as an example. They might well lose because, you know, it's an interesting thing about mercenaries. Remember the Hessians when the British came in to put down the American Revolution and they brought in these German mercenaries, the Hessians. And they got clobbered anyway because mercenaries who fight for pay are never going to be the brave, daring, courageous soldiers that people fighting for their own homes and loved ones within eyesight are going to be. Mercenaries are not effective. You can spend a lot of money on them. You can spend a lot of money on their weapons. But when push comes to shove in a battle of equal force on both sides, the mercenaries can be counted on to run. It's not their homes. It's not their war. It's just a paycheck to them. And that's basically what they do. Now, what Gaddafi has done here, and for anybody who's in Libya or knows somebody in Libya, want to pay attention to this. What Gaddafi has done with Israel is exactly a repeat of what Charles I did to put down a rebellion in his own country. He contracted with a foreign government to send in mercenaries to use against his own people, for which the British people beheaded him, and he deserved it. The bastard had it coming. I sincerely hope the people of Libya get their hands on Gaddafi and make a bloody example of him. Because this idea that we must all live our lives in permanent servitude to a global fascist banking cartel, it's had its run. It's time to let it go. This is the 21st century. We have no more reason to believe in the divine right of central bankers than we had to believe in the divine right of kings. They're both myths and beliefs used to enslave the masses. It's time to put them all down. Let them go into the past where they belong here. All right, so moving right along here. Now, Gilad Atzmon has put out an interesting commentary. Yesterday, a BBC Global poll basically ran a popularity contest for the nations of the world. And perhaps not surprisingly to anybody not being paid by Israel to puff them up, Israel came in pretty much at the bottom. There were only three countries less popular than Israel: Pakistan, North Korea, and Iran. And after all the money that Israel has spent bribing the media, buying the media, trying to control the media, this must be seen as a complete abject failure of their propaganda attempt, because from Israel's point of view, they were supposed to be up at the top of the list. Yeah, Pakistan, North Korea, and Iran were supposed to be at the bottom of the list. The media has been demonizing them nonstop. And people have bought into that, even though, at least in the case of Iran, it's really not justified. But for Israel to be down there in that same muck with them has to represent a complete failure of Israel's propaganda policy. And I think it's a warning sign that Israel is, in fact, losing its legitimacy. They're always going around screaming, oh, you're delegitimizing Israel. You're threatening the legitimacy of Israel. And I want to make it very clear. Israel cannot be delegitimized by anybody but Israel. It is Israel's actions that threaten its own legitimacy. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the situation over there in Israel. And I couldn't help but noticing, I was looking over at the corporate media, and their big story today is, should mothers be forced to have an ultrasound and see their babies before they have an abortion? This is definitely make news distraction. We've been down this discussion so many times before. Why are they bringing it up right now? And I think the answer is, there's something getting ready to happen, and they don't want you thinking too much about it. Remember back in early 2001 when our government was telling everybody else on the planet that we were going to be invading Afghanistan in October? Was a BBC reported it, Jane's Defense reported it. It was all over the rest of the world, but here in the United States, all we were getting was Gary Conant all the time. So that when 9/11 happened, it was a complete shock and a complete surprise, and we were off to war in Afghanistan in October, exactly what the U.S. government said was going to happen in March of that same year. So it's starting to feel like we're getting conditized again. Yeah, now they're going back on to the Natalie Holloway case. Yeah, this is pure tabloidism. There's something going on they don't want us paying attention to. We got to figure out exactly what that is. All right, Israel, which has basically spent the last 60 years doing everything it can to anger its neighbors. They bombed a university still under construction in Gaza today, by the way. And then when the neighbors do get angry, they run to the United States and say, oh, we need protection. We're just poor little Israel, and we need protection. Well, apparently, Ehud Barak is over here asking for another $20 billion more in security aid from the United States of America. Now, as long as America keeps shoveling the money at Israel, Israel has no reason to learn how to get along with its neighbors. Israel has no reason to draw its borders. Israel has no reason to write a constitution. Israel has no reason to give up its apartheid attitudes, because the U.S. always gives it whatever weapons it needs to kill anybody who stands up and objects. So another $20 billion over here. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what's wrong with these people. Yeah, we bombed them and we put white phosphorus on their schools and on their kids. But, you know, why are they so upset with us, you know? Nazis, Holocaust. You're not supposed to complain when we bomb your school. So they're over here asking for another $20 billion. The American people are saying no. The latest polls are showing public support for Israel is at an all-time low. But, you know, 90% of Americans were against these government bailouts to Wall Street, and the government did it anyway. They're not listening to you, which means we have taxation without representation, which I believe, if I recall my American Revolution correctly, is grounds to fire the government. Now, speaking of firing the government after it's all over, I think we should demand a refund of Israel, because remember, every penny of American financial aid to Israel following the adoption of the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act was a criminal action by the U.S. government against the people of the United States to benefit Israel. Because as long as Israel has nuclear weapons and nuclear technology but does not sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty and does not submit to IAEA inspections, then that the financial support is illegal. It's a criminal act. It's also in the Glenn Act. The U.S. government has been stealing from the American people to give to Israel, because it is illegal for them to be giving tax money to Israel under these circumstances. So I think we're entitled to a refund. The American people have been forced to give to Israel four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program. If we had that money now, we could build a new shuttle. We could be up there in space. We could still be at the forefront of exploring the solar system and the universe instead of being a has-been nation, which is very clearly where we are right now. So, now speaking of Israel, as you're probably aware, Al Jazeera leaked a set of documents that confirmed that Palestinian Authority President Abbas is very much in Israel's pocket, as was Hosni Mubarak, and as apparently so was Muammar Gaddafi. And we know that Gaddafi's son is actually in Israel right now trying to lobby for even more support to keep Gaddafi in power from Israel. And as we mentioned yesterday, two of Mubarak's sons were getting millions of dollars in kickbacks from Israel by selling Egyptian natural gas to Israel at way below market prices, shades of Cuba and United Fruit and PepsiCo. So the Palestinians want the Palestinian Authority gone. And if they succeed, of course, that will leave Hamas in charge of all of Palestine. And that is going to put Israel and the United States in a very awkward situation, because, after all, Hamas won the election. We're coming up on a point, and that Wall Street Journal article we saw on Saturday is the beginning of it, where the United States is basically going to shrug their shoulders and say, okay, you caught us. We really don't believe in democracy and freedom. We're just another third world dictatorship surviving on our weapons, and we've got bigger weapons and bigger bombs and more weapons than anybody else, so you do what you're told, slave, or you'll die horribly in radioactive writhing death. Which sort of gets us to the story here about how Obama has now authorized indefinite detention without trial for the Guantanamo detainees who are still there. And we know the reason he's doing it. We know from the case of Binyam Mohamed that those detainees still at Guantanamo have scars on their bodies, proving that waterboarding was the least of what was done to them. And Obama dares not ever let those people be seen in public. That's why they're just going to lock them up until they die. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tonight. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about Guantanamo and this idea that we now have this two-tiered justice system. There's the tier for the good guys who still have presumption of innocence, jury trials, and must have proof of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. That doesn't have to go through the airport x-rays. And it's a very small group of people. It's basically Congress and a few of their friends. Then there's the other group, the terrorists, who have to be fondled and groped at all the airports and who are subject to torture and detention indefinitely without benefit of trial. Return to the Napoleonic Code. And I want to remind everybody that people living in Germany in the late 1930s, early 1940s, who were living only a couple of miles from the slave labor camps, had no clue what was going on there, didn't know what was going on inside those large factory complexes. They just knew it was some kind of a factory. They didn't know what was going on in there. No more than you really know what's been going on at Guantanamo, Bagram, or Abu Ghraib, or any of the others that we don't even know their names of yet. There's really only one reason for Obama to be keeping these detainees locked up for the rest of their lives without trial and without public view. They've been tortured, and their bodies carry the irrefutable proof of that. Far worse things than waterboarding was done to them. We know that from the one man who was allowed out and then talked. All righty. Speaking of government lies, we'd actually save a lot of time and energy if we just counted the number of times the government told us the truth. The defense secretary has admitted, no surprise, U.S. troops will still be in Afghanistan after the 2014 withdrawal deadline. It sounded good. We were kidding. Never going to get your kids back. We need them there to garrison the new American fortress, the new Maginot Line, to keep those godless Russians at bay. Now, back to Israel real quick before we move on here. Very interesting story coming out. Netanyahu, as you know, is trying to make it look to the world like he wants to make peace with the Palestinians and come to some kind of a solution over the fact that Israel's basically just stolen their country from them. And his latest offer is that he is going to allow Palestine to have a temporary state with temporary borders, to which Israel will not make any permanent commissions. Well, here, this is yours now. We may change it next week, but this is here, is yours now. And together with that, he is saying that Israel's military must remain in this new temporary, illusory Palestinian state. Basically, they're trying to turn Palestine into what America would consider to be a Native American reservation. The nation within a nation, but you're still under our jurisdiction and under our military and under our control. So deal with that kind of a thing. And I'm not surprised the Palestinians are not going for it. They don't want to live their lives the way the Native Americans have to on the reservations here. Meanwhile, there is a video linked at whatreallyhappened.com, and you probably want to look at it and make a copy as quickly as you can, because it's been put up several times at YouTube and taken down immediately several times already today. We're trying to stay on top of the current YouTube link. But basically what it is, there was, over in Ohio, there was a priest who was arrested on Sunday for driving under the influence after he wrecked his car. Okay. So far, so good. All right. Once they threw him in jail, Father Ignatius Curry basically started offering the cops oral gratification if they would let him go. And when that didn't get him out of the trouble that he was in, started screaming that Oprah Winfrey was going to have a field day screaming about this. Man of the cloth, huh? It's just amazing. And, you know, it's hard to reconcile this kind of behavior with the idea that the church represents some kind of privileged conduit to the supreme moral authority of the universe, especially when that moral authority always starts out by saying, go kill the infidel and take their wealth. So it's very colorful, and definitely it's worth grabbing here. All right, getting to the economy. The United States has just set a new deficit record. We have Congress going through the motions of attempting to control spending, mostly by gutting social programs for we the taxpayers. Still pouring money like no tomorrow over Wall Street to keep them out of jail. Still pouring money like there's no tomorrow all over the war machines, drooling about invading someplace. Won't be Libya because Israel's in there now on the other side. But they're trying to find a reason to start yet another war going on. And, you know, handouts to their cronies and the rest of it. And they've set a new deficit record, $223 billion deficit, not debt, deficit. In February, what that means is the U.S. government spent $223 billion more in February than they took in. That's how reckless the spending is. And most of it is, of course, taken up with the military and Israel and Wall Street. And they can't cut those. There's a big debate. Why is funding to Israel not subject to the budget cuts of everything else? Well, it just is. Now, somebody put together this really wonderful video called The Tiny Dot. It's linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. You do need to take time to look at it. If you look at only one video on my site today, Tiny Dot has to be it. It is a very, very clear portrayal of the reality of life in the United States. And you definitely need to look at it. Meanwhile, over at Bernie Madoff with the Lutz case, the trustee who is in charge of all these clawback lawsuits trying to recover the money for Bernie Madoff's victims, and they're getting back pennies on the dollar so far. But they're basically coming out that J.P. Morgan knew that Bernie Madoff was operating a Ponzi scheme, had discussed it, were worried about the auditors, and openly said his returns are simply too good to be true. Can't possibly be real that he's producing profits that high. They knew it was crooked, and they went along with it. And the trustee is saying, according to the 115-page lawsuit, they said, while numerous financial institutions enabled Madoff's fraud, J.P. Morgan Chase was at the very center of the fraud and thoroughly complicit in it. Why are they not wearing handcuffs? Now, Madoff was in jail, and he's saying the whole system is a Ponzi scheme, and I've been saying exactly the same thing all along. And good that they got Madoff, and he's in jail, and horror of horrors, he was cheating his fellow Jewish people. That may be the reason he is in jail, but he should have a lot of company with him. Instead, he's the sacrificial lamb, and I'm not feeling sorry for Bernie Madoff. He deserves everything that he gets, but he should have a lot of company in there. You want to fix the economy of the United States of America? You start throwing these bankers in jail the way they're doing in Iceland, and they're going to stop doing what they're doing. But as long as the U.S. government continues to shovel your money into Wall Street to fix all the problems, then the Wall Street CEOs have no reason whatsoever to change the way they're doing business. These are not moral people. These are not people with a sense of fair play. They are not a people with a sense of what is right and wrong for America. They're following the whole greed is good, and by being personally greedy and selfish, it makes the whole system better, which goes back to Adam Smith. It's been thoroughly discredited by John Nash, the mathematician. But greedy people, the money addicts, they're always going to look for a reason to go on being money addicts and make it feel like it's a noble thing. Remember when Lloyd Blankfein over at Goldman Sachs was saying, I'm doing God's work as I make a million Americans homeless. Any delusion that will allow them to feed their money addiction. We've all seen drug addicts or alcoholics who'll just come up with all kinds of these fanciful excuses rather than confront their own addictive behavior. Now, over this last weekend, while my wife and I were over on Kauai, we attended a fundraiser for radio station KKCR over on Kauai. It's Kauai's community radio. And I used to do a regular segment on there back when Mike Vandeveer was still the host, and we miss him horribly. And they actually got hit by lightning during that really big storm, so they really needed the fundraiser, and they had a fundraiser. And Buffy St. Marie was the headline act. And if you are not familiar with Buffy St. Marie and her body of protest songs, she was blacklisted by Lyndon Johnson. She was blacklisted by Richard Nixon. Really paid a price for getting up there. And she's written a lot of songs. She won an Academy Award for Love Lift Me Up, which was the theme song for An Officer and a Gentleman. And she's just an incredible career. And when she's up there talking, and, you know, she's very clued in. She knows what's going on. She knows the nation's headed in a bad direction. And she used the phrase, the money junkies. And I think that's better than money addicts. Because money addicts implies that maybe it's still kind of a little bit under control and they're maintaining and they're dealing with it like methadone addicts. But junkies will sell themselves and their brother and their sister and their mother and their children for their next fix. And so I think with all due respect to Buffy St. Marie, I'm going to use her term from now on. They're not money addicts, they're money junkies. They're getting high on your money and the government is their enabler. We should have done what Iceland did. Now, over in Illinois, the Senate president there, you know how bad shape Illinois' situation is right now. So the president of the Illinois State Senate is now going out there wanting to tax retirement income. He's saying, we're not taxing pensions or retirement funds like the 401k. But we should tax them. That's just what would be fair. I don't know who's going to be fair to. The whole point of a retirement account is that by putting the money away to take care of yourself when you're older, you can avoid high taxes now. And you're supposed to be taxed at the lower rate when you take the money out of the retirement account when you're a little bit older. Well, now Illinois wants to throw their own tax on top of it, which completely negates the whole advantage of having a 401k. So, it's just rampant greed. The solution to all government's problems is simply to take more money from you and give it to the bankers. Now, John McCain, and I catch a lot of flack for the fact that back during the 2008 election, once it was obvious Ron Paul was not going to be allowed anywhere near the corridors of power, and we were all very upset and happy about that, and we were left having to choose between Obama and McCain, and I came down on Obama's side, and it wasn't like he was really all that good. It was a classic case of the lesser of two evils, and he's turned out to be pretty evil. And I've gotten a lot of flack from the Republicans saying, you should have supported McCain. Well, no, actually, I'm still comfortable with my choice of Obama, because apparently, during a recent ABC News interview with Diane Sawyer, John McCain stated that the iPhone and iPad are great examples of products that are made in America. Let me back up and rewind that a little bit. On an ABC News interview with Diane Sawyer, John McCain stated that the iPhone and the iPad are great examples of products that are made in America. They are great products, but they're made in China. And now we begin to understand why John McCain chose Caribou Barbie as his running mate, because he didn't want a vice presidential candidate who was going to upstage him in the intelligence and awareness categories. My goodness. Now then, I'm going to get a little kind of tabloid here. Geraldo Rivera. My goodness, is he still alive? Okay, Geraldo Rivera. And I forget what his real name is, but that it's not that. He's changed his name. Basically came out with a statement that Charlie Sheen will never work in television again because of his anti-Semitism. Okay, and basically Warner Brothers has fired Charlie Sheen because of his anti-Semitism. Charlie Sheen is suing. The Two and a Half Men and Warner Brothers are counter-suing. The lawyers are getting rich. They're having a lot of fun. You mark my words, by the time the fall season needs to go into production, everybody's going to kiss and make up, and they'll be back doing what they're going to do. But right now, you know, it's sending out this very bizarre message. And Charlie Sheen has got issues. And sometimes he just sort of goes with the flow, as does Mel Gibson. But folks, actors are encouraged to do that, especially if you go through what's called method acting. You're supposed to find feelings within you and immediately act on them without hesitation. And so this kind of very impulsive behavior is encouraged because it makes for better acting. Little discipline in there would be good, but it's kind of, you expect it. It's part of the package that when you get these people who are able to emotionalize what is inside them to such a degree on cue, on camera, sometimes it comes out when a camera isn't there, or sometimes it comes out when the script isn't following it. That's just the way it is. And I've been around Hollywood long enough to know that, yeah, it happens, you know. So, my situation here, though, is the producer, who is not supposed to be emotional, supposed to be an industry professional. He's supposed to know better than to act impulsively like this. And my question remains, Charlie's got his issues, but what kind of a prick, what kind of a shallow, selfish prick puts an entire production company, cast and crew, out of work just to get even with an actor over a personal slight? Now, Charlie may have issues, but this producer, I think, we expected better of and we didn't get it. Producers should know these kind of things happen. And for Geraldo to be out there saying, it's anti-Semitism. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's basically in his Abe Foxman mode. He can't get any attention whatsoever unless he's screaming anti-Semite in the media. Amazing stuff here. All righty. Now, I want to talk about this situation. We seem to be in the middle of another one of these staged setup stings. It's called the Nuremberg Four. They're being taken to court for allegedly plotting to blow up synagogues. And it seems to be just another one of these stings, because the entire plot to blow up synagogues was the creation of an undercover FBI informant who was kind enough to provide the bombs, the materials, the trucks, the money, everything for them to do it. And the defendants are basically saying they only went along with him and nodded their heads because he was handing them money. And they weren't really going to do it, but they were bought to say, yeah, we're going to blow up a synagogue, and then they were arrested. It's another fake hoax. We'll be right back. Join us on the air.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Ken in Wisconsin. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. The problem that Charlie Sheen had is that he revealed that the actual name of his boss, producer, Chuck Lorre, that his real name is Chaim Levine. And that's kind of a a no-no in Hollywood. It's kind of like talking about the fact that Summer Redstone's real name is Marie Rothstein. But the interesting thing is Charlie's getting a pretty nice reprieve now because he came out and said, hey, guys, I'm Jewish, so don't worry about it. But what happened...
Well, it won't do him any good. It won't do him any good because he's saying he's of Jewish descent, and so am I, but that hasn't bought me any slack with the powers that be in Hollywood, so...
It'll
you know, basically,
of,
it's, you know,
to,
what we're, okay, go ahead and finish, and then I want to talk.
I wanted to contrast that, though, with the case just a couple of days apart from that case was the case of John Galliano, who is Christian Dior, is one of their big designers. He made some anti-Semitic comments. He's not going to be cut any slack, Michael, because he is not Jewish.
Well, you know what we're seeing here right now? This is basically a repeat of McCarthyism. We've got the financial interests, the bankers love war. They're trying to get new wars going against those gosh darn Arabs. And once again, we have people of good moral character who are standing up and saying, we don't think we should be doing this. Now, back during Joe McCarthy's time, they would hurl communists at people to shut them up. Well, the USSR is gone, and communist has lost all meaning and impact. So now it's anti-Semite, and they use it to silence people. We even have that Israeli minister on videotape with Amy Goodman admitting, yeah, we just use it to shut people up. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just a trick to get people to shut up and not criticize this rush forward into all of these wars. Because wars are good for the bankers' business, because wars build up debt on both sides. The bankers don't even care which side wins, as long as people are killing each other and borrowing money from the banks for the bullets. And so, again, I don't agree with what Charlie Sheen did. I understand he's got issues. I've known a lot of people in Hollywood with issues. And it just comes with the territory. My point here is you've got this producer who's supposed to be the professional in charge of it all, who's supposed to be above that kind of childishness, and he puts an entire crew out of work to get back at Charlie over a personal insult. I'm sorry, I think it's completely out of proportion. And like I said, I don't agree with Charlie, but this guy who put all these people out of work, I'm sorry, I don't agree with him at all. He's definitely below Charlie on the childishness scale. Or maybe is that above Charlie on the... He's more childish. He's actually more childish than Charlie. All right, listen, we're coming to the end of hour number one, and this, of course, will end the portion of our broadcast carried by WWCR Shortwave Radio. So if you'd like to listen to hour number two, please set your web browsers to republicbroadcasting.org, and we'll be continuing for another hour. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're going to be going into hour number two. I think this might be a good time to just point out something. I really think I need to send Morris Dees some flowers, because ever since my website got listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of political websites you should never, ever, ever look at or your nose is going to drop off, my readership has gone up by about another 30 to 40% and has held there. I think it's the Band in Boston effect. I couldn't buy advertising like that. I'm going to have to send Morris Dees some flowers in gratitude. He's just done more good for my website than you could ever, ever possibly know. Okay, so we're coming up on a station break. I should be hearing some music here momentarily. There it is. There's the magic music. We're going to take a station break. We'll be back in a minute. Join us. Stay tuned.